Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service 4-H agent, Melissa Stabner. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. I hope you had a great holiday, and we're looking forward to a wonderful 2017.
Yes, I had a wonderful holiday. I don't know where 2016 went, but I'm ready for 2017.
It's fast disappearing in the rearview mirror. That's what happened. Melissa, with the new year, let's talk about some types of opportunities that there are for youth and adults to get involved with the Yadkin County 4-H, please.
Okay. I'd like to focus on a specific area this morning. One area that we always need youth and adults is in volunteering. As you know and are well aware of, volunteers are the backbone of our organization. I am the only full-time paid staff here in Yadkin County that does 4-H work. With a diverse program, we're always looking for adults to come and help or spend some time with our young people. There are several different opportunities. For instance, we have opportunities that just are once in a while called our episodic volunteers. If you have a specific interest or talent that you want to just share with young people, we could coordinate a program with you and have you come and spend that time with them. And it's not a full-time commitment. And then, of course, we're always looking for full-time adult volunteers that would be interested in leading a group of young people in a club setting that would be a more long-term commitment with a more regular programming opportunity. That's probably one of the biggest challenges I face as a 4-H agent is finding those volunteers and caring adults who are willing to make a difference in young people's lives.
I can only imagine how difficult it is because it does seem these days that everybody at least feels like they're very busy and their time is taken up with a lot of things. What I really do like, Melissa, about the 4-H is the episodic volunteers, as you call them. If you have a certain specialty, a certain talent, you can volunteer for 4-H and they'll help craft that particular program to what you can bring to young people, which I think is it makes people stop and think, well, maybe I can share what I know or what I do with young people. I think it's a great idea.
And probably the time of the year that would be the best suited for would be in our summertime program. Maybe an opportunity to do some more outreach with our young people who aren't in our traditional clubs to do some summer fun or special interest programming where you just spend a day or a few days with young people during the summertime to provide them an opportunity to learn either a new specific skill or learn about a culture or improve their science skills. And as I said, we can adopt programming mm-hmm. to help the volunteers. And again, they wouldn't be by themselves just working with young people. You know, we have other staff here besides myself, sure. other agents that could help or assist with programs and mm-hmm. myself. So it kind of be a win-win situation for the volunteer, and I know it would greatly help our 4-H outreach here in the community.
And one thing about that, too, as we've noted, that 2016 quickly disappearing, 2017 summertime programs, while it seems a distant future now, it's not. So it's probably a good idea to maybe contact you or someone in the 4-H and get started on what you might want to be involved in, to at least start to get the information of what kind of training you need, right?
Right. That generally, you know, we try to in December and January plan out all of the different programs that will be involved for the entire summer. As you mentioned earlier, all of the families and young people have very busy schedules. So we try to help them by having our planning and programming done in early January so that they know what they can be involved with the entire year so they can build that into their schedules.
Our guest is Melissa Stabner. She's 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about, obviously, about 4-H, the opportunities there are for young people and adults to volunteer and to be a part of it. Melissa, what kind of numbers are we talking about people who are involved in 4-H in Yadkin County? Do you have any specifics on that?
Yes, I do. This past year, we actually, in terms of contacts and educating young people, reached just over 3,000 youth.
Wow.
That, of course, has duplications in it. Without the duplications, we're about half that at 1,500 youth that we reach throughout the year by doing school enrichment programs, going into the school systems, doing our Ag Awareness Day and Environmental Field Day, Steps to Health and Color Me Healthy, and also in our traditional club programs, our camps, and our special interest programs, which primarily are just short-term related to a specific topic, but we reach about 1,500 youth here in the county.
And folks, as Melissa said, she is the only full-time 4-H agent that's doing this full-time. So that's pretty amazing numbers. And obviously, with more volunteers, you can reach even more people. And what 4-H does for young people, what it does as they look back and their background, how important it is. I've talked to people who spend a lot of time in 4-H as young people growing up with 4-H. And they say it's such a meaningful part of their lives. It's amazing that the things that can happen when you contribute a little to the young in the community.
I truly am a believer. I am actually a product of a 4-H program. Both myself and my husband grew up in Connecticut in the 4-H youth program. And it really provides a solid foundation in terms of life skills for young people that they can utilize and go on. It also fosters the opportunity for youth to be involved and do community service and outreach. It develops citizenship and leadership. And, of course, we always have youth that expand their own subject knowledge through being in 4-H.
Melissa Stabner is our guest, and we're talking about 4-H. She's a 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Melissa, before I let you go, I know that always around the area, there are a lot of nonprofit organizations that are always needing financial assistance. But now, are there opportunities to donate or to sponsor 4-H programs in Yadkin?
Yes, that's an area, too, that is very challenging for myself as a 4-H agent. We do receive a small United Fund grant here from Yadkin County United Fund. However, with these changing times, there are more agencies and opportunities for the United Fund to put their money elsewhere. And so that's an area that we really have a lot of need. For instance, we can do specific donations if you want to donate to it, to the organization, where it goes into a special identified area or into the general fund.
Oh, okay. Great.
For instance, 4-H camp costs $425 for one child to attend. Mm-hmm. For many of our Yadkin County residents, that is a great portion of their income, and that's very challenging for them to come up with the funds to send one, two, and some of our families have three children. So we can, if we get donations, help provide scholarship opportunities for them. We also have leadership opportunities with Teen Retreat and 4-H Congress. The fees for those range from $125 to $325. Again, those types of opportunities are really wonderful for our young people, but it is a challenge for our local families to spend that type of money on their children. So we are always looking for donations for those. In addition, we do have some general programs like a health camp and a zoo snooze and a food show that provide diverse opportunities for our young people. So there's lots of different ways that you could help support our organization in terms of financial support. There are also opportunities if, you know, you don't want to make a specific donation monetarily, if you have items or things that you have related to supplies, programmatic supplies, or things that you might have access to, sharing those with 4-H would be a wonderful way to help our organization.
If, Melissa, people are listening to us today and they think, well, you know what, it really does sound like a great idea to help 4-H or to become involved in it, if they want to do it as say, to make a donation or as they want to volunteer, they need to contact you at the office. Is that how that works?
Yes, it is. I can be reached at Yadkin County Cooperative Extension, area code 336-679-2061. And again, we have an account set up housed outside of this office so that we have a specific trained payroll person that handles all of these, an account person that handles all of these funds. And again, any kind of donation is very helpful in this challenging fiscal time, not only with our organizations, but with all nonprofit organizations. Finding the financial means to go out and educate and reach out and help those people in need.
Melissa Stabner, you're doing a great job in Yadkin County. And folks, you think about it with a little more help from volunteers. And of course, if you're interested in donating, that would be terrific too. Just think of the youth that can be affected by that. The numbers can grow exponentially, and that would be terrific. Melissa, one more time, that number, how they can contact you.
Yes, it's 336-679-2061.
Melissa Stabner, 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you so much for all your hard work, and thanks for sharing with us today. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.